You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it's Tuesday, July 8th. The Trump administration's sweeping Big Beautiful Bill will have damaging repercussions for Ocean Beach Health and the community it serves in Southwest Washington. That's according to Ocean Beach Health CEO Mary Ann Keene and Nancy Gorshi, the chair of the Public Hospital Districts Commission. They say the hospital could lose 40% of its revenue because of the bill, leading to fewer local healthcare options and the slow erosion of rural healthcare. The Washington State Hospital Association has called the bill a disaster for the state's hospitals and their patients. Critics say Medicaid-related provisions in the bill will mean millions of people will be without health insurance in the coming years. Gorshi and Keene say that around 80% of the patients Ocean Beach Health serves rely on Medicaid or Medicare. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. Washington is facing a deepening drought. The entire state has been drier than normal since January. Seattle has received about 6 inches less rain than normal, and the outlook for the rest of the year isn't any better. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
This June, a month that's notorious for drizzle and gloom around here, Seattle got less than half an inch of rain and about a quarter fewer cloudy days than normal. Deputy State Climatologist for Washington Karen Bumbaco says now that we're into July, the probability of measurable precipitation here drops off significantly.
And then on top of that, some of the seasonal forecasts that are coming out of the NOAA Climate Prediction Center are calling for a higher likelihood of warmer and drier than normal conditions for the rest of the summer. So not only is it our usual warm and dry time of year, but we're expecting it to be even warmer and drier than it would normally be.
This is the third consecutive year of drought in Washington, with early spring melting of snowpack leading to low-flowing rivers that are challenging for fish and agriculture. Dry conditions also heighten the risk of wildfires, especially in August. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe reporting.
In a small Idaho community near the Washington state border, one farmer has carved out a truly different way of living. He's growing produce off the grid for local buyers. NWPB's Rachel Sun brings you to Viola Gardens.
I'm standing next to a pond surrounded by rolling Palouse hills. Flitting between tall grasses at the water's edge is a red-winged blackbird.
And so this is the lifeblood of the farm. And over there, there's a little creek that flows into it.
The voice you're hearing is Jamin Smitschker. The pond we're standing next to is one built by Smitschker to irrigate crops. He says it's also attracted more biodiversity.
But you can kind of see here that there's kind of like a story in this mud. And quite often you can see like deer tracks, you can see, you know, coon tracks or whatever. But these are all just bird tracks here.
Behind that pond, there's a roughly 2-acre farm with over 100 different types of vegetables, fruits, and herbs.
There's carrots here that just got planted. And that's rosemary. Growing there, just little plants.
The list goes on. Uncommon crops like salsify, and some more familiar like pumpkin, cucumber, and rhubarb. Some plants are even specifically requested by his customers. As we walk, he snips off bits of plants for sampling.
It has a little bit of dirt on it, but you're welcome to eat. And there's lots of food here, so don't be shy.
Years ago, he worked and researched at a university. He worked for other farmers, too, but
I just really wanted to have my own little farm.
So back in 2017, he invested everything he had to buy this property.
I put down $20K on the property. It was like my entire life savings. After the down payment, I had nothing. I had like no money.
On most days, he says, he works from dawn to dusk, and he works on a smaller budget. The farm, which is entirely off the grid, relies mostly on solar power and a backup generator. Smitschger uses regenerative farming practices, which are generally focused on factors like improving soil health and increasing biodiversity. A lot of Smitschger's farm relies on him MacGyvering old equipment and getting help from friends. Some of them live at the farm. Near his home, a work in progress still covered in house wrap, there are rows of old equipment salvaged or sourced from garage sales. All of that to bring produce to local farmers' markets or sell it wholesale. Smitschger says a benefit of regenerative farming is that it tends to produce higher yields. That makes him one of the more affordable vendors at markets, he says, and means a wider range of customers can afford to buy from him.
You know, the 30,000 college students in this area, which, you know, all need to eat too, and why can't they eat healthy as well?
Many small farms face unique challenges, but Smitschger says even with the long hours and uncertainty that comes with farming, it's worth it for him.
Most people, they're not going to want to buck those odds, but I decided that I thought I could do it, and I sure haven't been made rich, but I do have a good view of Gold Hill and the Hoodoo Range, and I live and wake up to like seeing green fields every day, which has its own sort of like payment.
In Viola, Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun.
For weather today in the Lower Columbia River region, cloudy through the mid-morning, then gradually clearing with highs near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain in the morning, otherwise cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you'll always find today's local and regional news here at kmun.org/news. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. Or to get a hold of me directly, email me at katie@kmun.org. That's katie@kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.